let there be peace on earth. Oh, Julie says I'm on. Good. Welcome, everybody. I'm Reverend Maggie Buck, and it's good to have this live on Facebook, so I hope you're all enjoying that. So this is my talk today is the law of gentle kindness. And it means first, when we look at the law of gentle kindness, it means first for ourselves. And right now, I don't know about you, but we need gentle, loving kindness that takes place first within us. The gentle thoughts that lift us up. I am healthy. I am the beloved of God. When we talk like that, when we know that within us, within me is the greatest life force. I love saying that. That everything I need comes to me as I need it and renewing me with every breath I breathe. Are we willing to do that? Good. Because I believe that this is what we're being asked to do right now, is to be that light of truth out there in the world. But first, we got to fill ourselves up with it. This past week, with widespread panic of pandemic. Well, it's pretty bad. Pandemic flu. I must admit, I got temporarily lost. I watched the news. I listened for a moment, and I found myself in fear. And then I realized panic can be as dangerous as a virus. Actually, it can be more dangerous because it can overtake you. It becomes a virus of its own. It's a low battery. Do you want to plug it in? Is it an iPhone? I have a plug in my office. Somewhere in that top, you know what? In the second drawer down on the white cabinet behind my chair. I know where everything is. I know where God is, right where you are. So panic and fear can weaken our immune system. Doubt debilitates us. Looking for blame. Anybody been looking for blame? Weakens our life force. Says, I am not good enough. I believe this is a time calling each and every one of us to strengthen and deepen our faith. Instead of focusing on what we don't want, let's focus on what we do want. I want everyone strong and healthy. See that not only in your life, but in the life of your loved ones. I am healthy. Everybody say that. I am healthy. Say it again.
I am healthy.
Is it going to fit? Oh. There is an extension cord in the brown cabinet in the back next to the copy machine, the top drawer of the brown cabinet. Now, if anybody needs to know where anything is in this community, I know it. God bless us. Hallelujah. I have the power. That's why I am a spiritual leader. So, we're going to look at the screen now. God bless us. You know, this is like life. It takes a community. It takes loving people to say yes, helping hands. This is why community, in my opinion, is so important. So let's look at the screen. Living in faith strengthens you. If I must catch anything, let me catch joy. Let me catch wisdom. Let me catch guidance. Let me know God is my source. God and I are one. So join me in saying that, okay? Living in faith strengthens, say me, strengthens me. If I must catch anything, let me catch joy. Let me catch wisdom. Let me catch guidance. Let me know God is source. God and I are one. Thank you, Pam. Just leave that up there the whole time. Okay. Now I want you to remember the cement truck. The cement truck is coming. It's up to you to build the frame. Whatever frame and whatever form you wish the cement that is coming in the truck to take. What form are you desiring to create? I live in faith. I am strong. I see myself, my family, my community strong and healthy, filled with spirit. The faith of God is my faith. Ah, this is the form I'm going to create for each one of us. However, it's up to you to build the form that you want to create. Because the truth must be claimed by you. The truck is coming. The cement truck is coming full of a load of cement, and it wants to pour it right in your home, right on your property. But with no form, it's just going to run all over. It's going to find its own place, isn't it? And you're going to go, how come this happened? What a mess. You got to build the form. Build your form of faith. Build your form of trust. And stay true to your own divine nature. Ernest Holmes says, it's not reality that you must change, but your mental reactions to what you think is reality. Fear is not being in your divine self. So it's up to each one of us to build the best, the greatest, the strongest form we wish to live with and live in. This is what spiritual mind treatment does. This is what our prayer does. It builds the form that we want to live in and that how we want it to be developed in our life. This time, today, ask each of us to be more in our true nature, to take on that form, to smile, to know that there is something greater taking place. We are asked to be gentle in our thinking with kindness to ourselves and for each other, and to wash our hands, and to live from and in our greater faith. We are committed to this faith-based community to not only be here, but to keep our doors open. And to, if you can't be here, then to do it, because we will be live every Sunday. Ernest Holmes says, to know how to think is to know how to create. I am the way and the truth and the life means the infinite I am is God, is spirit, is the beloved. Our thought is creative. We know that. Our imagination projects and builds the form. Imagine this time being a time of coming together, not apart, but coming together to support each other. And to use the principle of this truth that with God all things are possible. I am healthy. I am safe. So to know how to think is to know how to create. It is our thinking that creates. This power to create through thought lives in you and lives in me, each one of us. Our thinking brings us into partnership with our personal God in us as us. This is so important. And this is an important time. Because I think it's asking us to be faith-filled. Not just action, but living it inside of us. We're each asked to know the truth greater and to live from that moment by moment. To daily live from and in our divine self. For no greater good can come to you than to know that the power already lives within you. Everything that you need already exists within you. It is the power to create. It is the power to feel safe. It is the power to know that there is a healing taking place in our whole world. A healing of realizing that we're really not alone, that we have to work together. And this power is a giver of life. When I got scared this week by listening to the news, of course, I went to one of my favorite books, as you can always tell. Everybody laughs at my books, but they are my gentle spiritual friends. And it's Ernest Holmes, and it's Your Spiritual Power, one of my most favorite books. And so Spirit drew me to that, and it's a section on the friend that is within you. And so I would like this time for you to gently, if it's comfortable, to close your eyes and listen to Ernest Holmes' words and let it live in you, allow it to awaken within you. Because this power is your strength, is your redeemer, is present right now. And so we're going to just make it happen, okay? So just take a breath. The friend that is within you. You have a friend within you who is closer than your shadow. This friend anticipates your every desire. Knows your every need and governs your every act. This friend is the God within you. It is your own soul, the animating presence. Alive in you. Breathe into that place. Breathe into the friend that lives within. This presence is that is projecting your personality, which is a unique individualization of the living spirit of God. You have a friend within you. This friend within you is infinite. It is a personal expression of God in you, as you. It is unlimited by previous experiences. Which you may have had. It is unlimited by present conditions. God at all times is radiant, free, and happy, living within you. Living within you. This is truly God's greatest pleasure, to be expressing as you. Ah, oh, how good is that? This friend within you is different from all other persons, yet united with all. This friend within you lives in a state of pause, above fear. This friend is beyond hurt, can never be harmed or hurt. This friend within you is continually looking after your well-being. Ah. Spirit always wishes you to be happy, to be well, to be radiant. Spirit, is your luminous presence ever more energizing, ever more expanding your consciousness? Breathe into the friend within. Welcome. Welcome this friendship. It's there for you. However, you must say yes to it. It's time now. It's time we each welcome with our every waking thought this internal presence in us, as us. Closer than our hands and feet, nearer than our very breath. Our friend is our God, unique and very special. This friend lives within each and every one of us. Ah, be still. And know, be still, and know you are safe, you are loved. There is only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. There's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. And something else. Laughter is good. Did you enjoy that? Good. That is the gift for you today. And there will be many more coming, especially during this time. It's just going to get better and better and better and better. Yes? Okay. Let's get up there. That's it. Yes. Thank you.